Hello students, welcome to the class of social media marketing. Now we are in chapter number 4. Here we are going to discuss the multiple global platforms for social media marketing. So let's start the discussion of social media marketing, how we can use it effectively for reaching the targeted audience. The basic objectives of this chapter would be to understand the global social media channels, learn about the social news and bookmarking sites, explore the platform specific marketing strategies, and validate with real case studies we are going to discuss in today's session. Now, what is global social media marketing, or what is global social media platforms? Why does it people are using it? How it is giving an exposure to a brand to elaborate to the targeted audience? The business leverages this global platform for specific marketing activities. It enhances the brand visibility, engagement, and traffic. One of the best name that we all know, Tesla, uses Reddit to engage it with customers. Now, what is Reddit that we are going to discuss in today's session? Social news sites. Let's take an overview to understand how the social news sites actually helps the brands to elaborate about the product or services which they are offering to the targeted audience. Brands always use shares and rank based on their popularity. Upvoting, downvoting determines the visibility, engages the niche communities. Now, these communities are built, and these communities are actually helping the brand to reach the targeted audience. Reddit. Just now we discussed an example about Tesla, how the Reddit community is helping the company to promote the products. The forum-based social media platform uses and engages through upvoting and discussions. Here on Reddit, the multiple people will have multiple discussions related to the social media products and services which are offering by the brand. One of the example which Airbnb uses Reddit AMAs for direct audience interactions. Airbnb uses Reddit to create a knowledge about the properties which they are offering to the customers. Customers will always create an interaction about that property while sending some messages, they are tagging, they are exploring. And this is something which is helping the Airbnb to reach the targeted audience. This is the community of the people which is actually helping to reach to the targeted audience. The second is Digg, a social news aggregator. Probably you might have heard about Digg many times. Digg is always uses the voter story up or down to determine the trends, helps the brands to create the visibility through viral content. The news agencies are always use Digg to boost the article in the social media platform. What are the benefits of social news sites for businesses? It always helps the brand to increase the visibility. This is something which is most important for brand to create a brand identity. Second, community discussions fosters the trust. When the community is trying to interact with each other, they are sending messages, they are writing something about their product or images or maybe anything they can share it, tag it. This is always going to help the brand to create a discussion, and this discussion is always going to give an identity to a brand. One more, that is driving the traffic to the official websites. Now, whenever the company is promoting some product or services on their websites or on social media platform or on news sites, what happens, the people will always hit, they will tag, they will react, they will share, they will write some comments. This is always going to reach to the targeted audience. And once it is reached to the targeted audience will obviously hits on the websites of the company, and that is again helps the company to increase the SEO. That is search engine optimization that we have seen in third chapter. Social bookmarking sites, an overview where the platform where users saves and categorize the web links. These web links are always helping the company to make knowledge about the company's other products and services which they are offering. Helps a business in organizing and sharing the content. The companies can easily manage micro level, and they can easily share this content to multiple ways, through multiple sites, through multiple bookmarking sites, which always helps the company to reach to the entire demography, or maybe we can call it as a global economy, a global demography. Now, there is one more platform which names as Delicious, where we can organize and we can share the links. It allows users to store and categorize the web links. It enhances the SEO through sharing the links. Just now, we discussed in earlier Digg, where the SEO links, SEO can, one of the most important aspect of a business where the websites can hit up. Now, one of the example for this is digital marketers use Delicious for industry trends. Scoopit is another one platform where the content curation tool, it enables the users to create a digital magazines. It helps the brand to distribute the industry insights, Now, one of the best name in the market, which is with IBM, uses Qubit to train the research. Now, whenever the IBM is coming with any kind of new machine learning tool or anything, they will always come up with something on Qubit. So what happens ultimately, the trend is going through an AI. Let's take an example of AI. If some machine learning tool is come up with IBM, then definitely it will help the targeted community to talk about this tool, to enrich, the enhance, to get comments, and many more things. So Qubit is again one of the most important platform which is used globally for content curation as a tool. Now, what are the advantages of social booking sites? First, organizes the contents for the future references. It increases the exposures and website traffic. Third, strengthens the content marketing strategies. These are few advantages, but one of the most important advantages are strengthens the content marketing strategies. Because social media is one of the tools which is used by multiple brands for creating a knowledge about their product, about their brand, about their services in the market. So it always helps the company to strengthen the marketing strategies which they are implementing in the market. So now we have understood till now three different tools. Now let's understand a case study related to Reddit impacts on the brand visibility. Now, one of the most common name and one of the most famous name across the globe, Tesla. Now, how Tesla is using a community-driven engagement on Reddit. So what Tesla is known as for innovative electric vehicles and futuristic technology. Activity engages with its customer based on Reddit, a platform filled with the tech enthusiastic and early adopters. The r/Tesla Motors subreddit, Tesla's unofficial community, has over 2.5 million members discuss about the Tesla cars, software updates, and Elon Musk's latest innovations. The Tesla does not run official marketing campaign on Reddit, but it benefits greatly from the organic discussion initiated by the Tesla owners and enthusiastic, that is the community people, which refers to the subreddit r/Tesla Motors. Now, out of these 2.5 million people, when they discuss, when they actually generate multiple talks about the softwares, updates, and new things which is launched by Elon Musk, is actually helping the company to create an organic discussion. This organic discussion is always helping the company to reach to the targeted audience. The step two, the Facebook groups, real-time customer feedback loop. The Tesla's leadership, including Elon Musk, acknowledges the Reddit discussions. Now, once the Elon Musk is taking a part into any discussion, he is acknowledging the things are becoming more different and more reachable to the multiple people across the globe. One of the example, in 2019, the Tesla owner on Reddit raises a concern about the phantom banking issue in Tesla's autopilot system. Within the days, Elon Musk responded on Twitter, nowadays it is called it as a X, stated that software update was in progress. Another case in 2022 involved Tesla owner requesting an enhancement in superchargers locations via Reddit poll. Tesla later announced an expansion plan that aligned with the community feedback. Now, from these two examples, we might be understood that the Tesla owner, when he is taking some step for some issue, for something on a community, when he is discussing, when he is giving some comment, people are liking it and people are accepting it and he is proving it. So this is again one of the use of social media, that is Facebook groups, which is used by Elon and other people, and that is helping the Tesla to grow real-time customer feedback loop. He is closing directly. Now, building a brand trust through transparency. Tesla's openness to feedback on Reddit gives customers sense influences over the product's development. Just now we discussed. Many potential buyers browse Tesla's discussion on Reddit before making a purchase. Now, this is something most important. When an owner of a company is giving a feedback, on the basis of the feedback, he is giving comments, he is giving commitments, and these commitments, he is fulfilling it. So ultimately, the people, those who are buying, going to buy a Tesla Motors or Tesla products, they always check the discussions, and according to that, it is organically helping the Tesla without doing any extra expenses on marketing to reach of the targeted audience, and the product is sold out in the market. Unlikely traditional automakers that rely on massive advertising, Tesla's word of mouth and user generated content on Reddit significantly impacts its brand image. Now, this is one of the beautiful things what Tesla is doing in the entire globe. Now, the power of Reddit AMAs. What is Ask Me Anything? The Tesla engineers and executives occasionally participate in Reddit AMAs, that is Ask Me Anything, where they answer technical questions from the community. Now, whenever they come with something new, areas of development, any new technology, any new specification, they always keep it on AMAs. That is, ask me anything. The people will start discussing, people will start communicating the things, and according to their questions, the people from engineering background on Tesla, they give recommendations, they give answers. Now, this always helps to boost the transparency and humanism, the brand, making Tesla more approachable compared to the traditional corporations which are used by basic advertising by other people in the automotive sector. Now, what are the key takeaways of businesses using Reddit? Engage with the niche communities where the brand enthusiastic gather, encourage the open discussions about more products and services, monitors the feedback trends and responds to the customer's concern at the right time. Use Reddit for organic brand advocacy instead of traditional advertising. These are the three main most important advantages of using Reddit in the business by Tesla. Now, just now we have seen and understood what is the importance and advantages of Reddit is used by Tesla. Now, what are the key strategies of social news and bookmarking sites? Engaging with the niche communities on Reddit and DIG, social bookmarking platforms for business users. Now, engaging with the niche communities on Reddit and DIG, social news sites like Reddit and DIG provides the platforms where the businesses can interact with highly engaged audience. Unlikely the traditional social media, these platforms prioritize community-driven engagement or content, allowing the businesses to leverage organic conversation and brand-build credibility. Now, how businesses can use Reddit for marketing and engagement? First, identify the relevant subreddits. Reddits consist of thousands of topic-specific communities called subreddits. Just now we have seen for Tesla, that is r/Tesla, that is a subreddit for Tesla. Now, brand should identify subreddits relevant to their industry and products. There is an example, a tech company like Nvidia can engage in r/hardware or r/PC Master Race to discuss the GPU's innovations. Second, engage through value-driven discussion. Direct self-promotion is discouraged on Reddit. Instead, brand should engage a meaningful discussion. Example, a Spotify teams actively participates on r/music and r/Spotify to address users' concern and suggest features. Third, use of Reddit AMAs, that is Ask Me Anything, for transparency. AMAs allows the businesses to interact directly with their audience. Example, Tesla engineers conducts AMAs about autopilot technology, answering the users' concern and explaining the future updates. Fourth, monitor brand mentions and sentiments analysis. Companies can track mention using Reddit search and third-party analytics tools. Example, Netflix monitors discussions r/Netflix best of to understand the content preferences, improves the recommendations. Run the target Reddit ads. The Reddit offers highly targeted ad based on community interest. Example, Dunglo promoted language learning memes or in R language learning, driving engagements without feeling like an ad. How businesses can use a DIG for brand awareness. Leveraging a DIG for viral content. A DIG is a news aggregator where the businesses can submit a trending content, well-crafted headlines, high-quality articles can gain the significant traction. There is an example of TechCrunch frequently gets features on DIG, boosting its readerships. Use of DIG to enhance the website and traffic and SEOs. Businesses can submit industry insights, blogs, articles, and press releases. There is an example of financial services companies could post top 5 investment strategies for 2025 or 24 to increase the credibility. Engaging in community discussion, just like a Reddit, in engaging in DIG comment sections helps the brand to connect with an audience. Example, Apple-related discussions on DIG often see companies insider clarifying the product rumors. Now, let's understand the elaboration on social bookmarking platforms for business users. Social bookmarking sites like Scoop.it and Delicious helps the businesses curate, organize, and distribute content effectively. How businesses can use the bookmarking platforms, content curation through leadership. Businesses can save and categorize value-based industry articles. There is an example of IBM uses Scoop.it to curate AI-related news and share it with an employee. Improving SEO and website traffic gain. Now, bookmark content on Delicious or Scoop.it gets indexed by search engines. Example, a marketing agency curates case studies and get organic traffic from bookmark posts. Sharing curated list increases the credibility. There's an example of HubSpot creates the curated list of top 10 digital marketing trends and shares them across the platforms, position itself as an industry leader in tech business. Now, there's one more thing, how to collaborate with industry experts. Now, businesses can follow and engage with influencers with their niche. Example, Harvard Business Review Scoop It page is followed by top executives of a business's insight, which actually helping the Harvard to create more reach to the business. Measuring the success of global social media platforms. Tracking engagement via upvote, sharing, discussions, analyzing the traffic referrals using Google Analytics can be easily understand the trend, the research, the things which are happening in today's world and market. There is an example where the Netflix is using optimizing the content strategies using Reddit Analytics. Now, analytics is one of the most important factor which has to be used by multiple brands to understand where we are going, and we are either we are going in the right direction or either we are going in the wrong direction. Now, what are the challenges that we see in the global social media marketing? The first and foremost challenge, that managing the network negative feedback and discussion. Second, adapting to the platform's algorithms changes. Now, what are the future trends in the global social media marketing? Now, today, we all have seen multiple social media platforms across the globe are using it by multiple brands. Within an example also, we have seen multiple examples with multiple top leading brands across the globe. But now, there's a future trend which is on the social media marketing is AI-driven content curations for targeting. And second is integration of AR/VR for impressive experiences. What is AR? AR is augmented reality, VR is virtual reality, which are used by multiple brands to create an exposure about the brands, products, and services to the marketing targeted audience. Now, what are the summaries and key takeaways from this chapter? Utilizing a global platforms based on the audience preferences, engage in meaningful discussions for the organic growth, monitor and refine the strategies for the long-term success. And in the conclusion, we should understand the social media news and the bookmarking sites enhance the visibility of a brand and their services. Businesses should leverage these platforms for engagement. Thank you.